Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, all my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give thanks to thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Thank you. don't know if all of you know those verses that we just sang, but they're right from the Bible. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And that's right from the Bible. The Bible tells us then, we sang the other verse too, oh, clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And that's right from the Bible too. And those are ways of God. In Psalm 84, it talks about the ways of Zion. That's certainly one of the ways of Zion. It's their way of rejoicing. They go through the valley of Baca, and they make it a well. Everyone in Zion, they are just praising the Lord. So are you, and so am I. We sang, I will praise him. Will you? Well, I sing I will, but I won't. But I will. And, you don't have to praise the Lord out loud necessarily, but it's a good thing to praise the Lord out loud. There's something that God does when we praise him, when we use our voice and lift our voice. Now, my voice is about 50% God, but I want to praise him with the other 50% that I still have. This morning we sang, was it this morning? Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. My great Redeemer's praise. Well, I only have one, and so do you, but I want to use it to praise the Lord. And again, throughout the scriptures, throughout the Bible, the fruit of our lips is giving thanks to his name, offering that sacrifice of praise to our God. David says, with a loud voice, I'm going to proclaim. I'm going to praise him in the midst of the congregation. I'm going to praise him with a loud voice. Shout unto God. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 12 ends that way. And all through the Bible, we're enjoined upon to praise the Lord. And it's not only because he needs to hear our praise, but he knows that that's the way, or one of the ways that he shows to us his salvation. That's also, is it Psalm 50? I think it is, maybe the last verse of Psalm 50. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and that is the way that I show him my salvation. We've talked about the salvation of the Lord and how we want to know that salvation better, and we want that image stamped on our hearts, and we want to be changed more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And well, there it's really quite clear and quite plain that that's one of God's ways. Not the only way, but it is certainly one of God's ways that he shows us his salvation, his deliverance, his victory in our lives. How many people do I know of, not just in history, but people that I know of, that have been healed in their bodies, not because somebody anointed them with oil and prayed the prayer of faith. Well, that too. But thank God that sometimes just in a meeting, as people praised the Lord, people were healed. Sister Naomi's mother, standing at the altar in our church, had a need in her body, in her feet, her legs. And just standing there and praising the Lord, Jesus just touched her. Going back, oh, I can go on and on. The Lord Jesus Christ answers praise. He does something for us. He delivers or liberates or frees us. And you might say, well, I'm not used to that. You are used to that. Everybody's used to it. You go to a baseball game or your college football game or your high school basketball game, and it's neck and neck and down to the last second shot, and then the guy from your team shoots the ball and it goes in the basket. Well, what do you do? Oh, that's not me. I'm not that type. I look at it and I say, no, you don't. And nobody does that. We're not made that way. You're not made that way, neither am I. When something excites you, you get exuberant and you show it. And if something's exciting to you, like the salvation of Jesus Christ from my sin, you ask me why I'm happy, then I'll tell you why. Because my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, so what? Oh, Lord, you love me, the wonder of it all. And I sometimes have a hard time sitting still, and maybe you have a hard time sitting still and being silent and being quiet. When you count your blessings, as we heard played on the organ at the beginning of the meeting, count your blessings, name them. One man in our church used to sing ton by ton instead of one by one. Count your blessings, name them ton by ton, and it will surprise you. He used to sing, he's the lily of the valley, and the fairest of. He never sang 10,000, he always sang 10 trillion. Inflation hit him, at least, big time, when it came to the things of God. But it should hit you, too. And it should hit me, too. Oh, that there's something that just wells up within us. A praise unto our God. David said, he took me out of the miry clay, or Asaph. He took me out of the miry clay, and he put my feet on a rock. And then he put a song into my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Oh, and I'm thankful tonight that I can enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And I don't have a particularly good voice. And you may not have a particularly good voice. But I'm so thankful the Bible says make a joyful noise. It doesn't say make a particularly melodic sound. And if you can't sing, be quiet. Don't ruin it for the rest of us. But if you have breath, Psalm 150 ends by saying. Anybody here have breath? Doesn't say good breath, bad breath. Breath! Doesn't matter what kind of breath you have. If you have breath in you tonight, you know what you should do? You should praise the Lord. You should praise the Lord. You should glorify Him because He's worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. David says, I'm going to praise Him because of His word. And on, how many reasons do you have? What's the song, 10,000 Reasons? You got 10 trillion? How many reasons do you have? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, bless his holy name. I've got a reason to thank him. I've got a reason to praise him. I've got a reason to give him the glory. And if I don't hit the right notes and my voice cracks in the middle of them when I say hallelujah, I still want to say hallelujah because he's worthy of all praise, all glory, all honor. It all goes to him. And there are times when God brings his people together as his church, and then he says, okay, he just pours out praise. A spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of joy, a spirit of rejoicing. And I want that spirit. We heard a DVD this afternoon, and they were, well, you've heard the song, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you. I can only imagine, what am I going to do when I get to heaven? Am I going to bow before him and just fall down at his feet? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Am I going to stand up and just jump and shout and praise and holler and say hallelujah and thank you, Lord? Yeah, I'm going to do that too. But I don't have to wait until I get to heaven to do it. I don't have to imagine doing it. I can do it. I can start now. I don't have to wait till I get there to thus surround the throne. I can surround the throne tonight, and I can join my voice and my praise, Ephesians 4. I can join my voice with the myriads of others that have gone on before. We sang when I first came to camp, with harps and with vials, there stands a great throng. In the presence of Jesus, they sing a new song. And whenever I sing that song nowadays, at least since, well, a couple years now, I can't help but think of my cousin. His picture's hanging on the wall. I could almost hear Eddie singing. He liked to sing. This little book that we sing from now is dedicated to his memory. Because he loved song, and he could sing all these songs by memory, and a lot of others. And the verses that aren't in the book, he knew, and he would supply them when needed. He loved to sing. He loved to rejoice. And I could sometimes hear him, but I think hear him in heaven. Oh, not really, but I'd like to think I can. I'd like to think I could hear him sing, hallelujah, and do it the way he did it, and praise the Lord the way he did. And then I think I can hear Brother Gardner, too. His voice is rather distinct and unique. You could probably hear him all over heaven, no matter where you are. And then I think, well, I can join in too. I can join my voice with Eddie's tonight. I can worship the Lord. I can join my voice with those who have gone on before. Brother Hans Waldfogel said, when the Holy Ghost came to me and the Lord filled me with his spirit, he put a bell into my soul and into my heart, and he could ring it whenever he wants to. And if you knew Uncle Hans, you knew that the Lord rang the bell every once in a while, and he rang it often. And he rejoiced, and he rejoiced his way through life, and he sang his way through life. You can sing your way out of a trial. And the reason why I'm talking like I am is because the first song that was sung, and I came here and I sat down and I said, Lord, I don't know what you want, but Lord, help me to understand what it is that you want for this meeting. First song that was played was Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus. In the heart, he implanteth a song. A song of deliverance, a song of courage, a song of strength. In the heart, he plants a song. Not a song from the outside in, but a song from the inside out. And if you've got one of those tonight, if you've got one of those songs in your heart tonight, you should sing it. And sing it loudly. or sing it softly, but sing it. Don't squelch it. Don't quell it. Let it go. Let it rip. Let it sing. Oh, it's one of my favorite brethren in the church. Not really. Brother Bernard Heitman, the guy collected cans for a living. He didn't have a big education. He didn't graduate from that school or this school or any school. He went to work when he was a very, very young kid because his parents had died and he was an orphan. And he had to help out and where he was. And he just begged and borrowed and did whatever menial tasks, gave out flyers from door to door. But he had a sweet touch with the Lord. And he couldn't sing either. He was like Eugene Rosario. He couldn't sing anything. He couldn't hold a tune. It wasn't very good. He never tried really much, and he would sing softly. But every once in a while in the church service and in the meeting, God would pour out his spirit in the meeting. Oh, there are those glory vessels. I mean, I think of Josie Scudo. I think of Bernard Heitman. I think of others. Where would we be? Where would I be without those people who just opened up their souls and the glory of God just bubbled out all over? And that's what Brother Bernard said one time. We sang, "It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul." We're singing, we're laughing, since Jesus made us whole. Folks don't understand it, but I can't keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Now, maybe you haven't sung that ever, or maybe you haven't sung it in a long time, but we sang it in our church that night. I wouldn't try to sing it now because I'd sing a solo or a duet or maybe a trio. But we sang that little song together, and the Lord poured out his spirit, and people all over were worshiping and praising the Lord. And then all of a sudden, above everybody's voice, I heard, "Glory!" I knew it was Bernard. He did that every once in a while when the glory of God would come upon him. What do you do when the glory of God comes upon you? Do you do something like that too? Every once in a while? Oh, not as a routine, maybe not every meeting, maybe not every month, maybe just a couple times a year. But does the glory of God ever come upon you and you just have to shout? When you can't keep it silent because it's just bubbling, 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 bubbling. Well, it was bubbling. And then Brother Bernard came out with this classic statement. If I could, I'd make a motto of it and hang it on the wall. Maybe it'll make it to the wall of Pilgrim Camp one day. I don't know. I hope so. Because Brother Bernard, then he yelled out. Everybody heard him. He said, "Better to bubble all over the joint than never to bubble at all." The only thing I could say was, "Amen. Amen. Better to bubble all over the joint." And he was bubbling all over the joint. Well, better that than never to bubble at all. Do you ever bubble? I don't like flat soda. I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess. But flat soda is flat soda. When it's lost all the bubbles. When it's lost all the fizz. I was going to say, I don't like flat Christians. Some Christians have lost all the fizz. Some Christians are, they're all tied up in a straitjacket. They can't bubble. They never effervesce. There's never a loud shout or a praise unto God. And as I said, it's not necessary all the time. That's not God's only way. But I am suggesting to you tonight from the Bible that that is God's way. It's one of God's ways. And I want to pray with the psalmist in Psalm 25, "Lord, show me your ways. Show me your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truths. Teach me. You're the God of my salvation. Lord, show me your way, the ways of Zion, the ways into your presence, the ways to your feet, the ways to victory and to deliverance." These are some of God's ways. And they're ways that I don't think are strangers to most of us. We've heard this. We've heard it maybe 100 times, maybe more. Oh, but Lord, help me, help me. I will praise him. I will rejoice. I will, we sang the other day, enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice because he's made me glad. Has he made you glad tonight? Are you able to thank and praise and rejoice in the God of your salvation? In his goodness, in his mercy, in his grace, and in his love, I'm sure you can. I'm sure we all can. And the Lord would have us to. And maybe I'll sit down and the Lord will put silence on this meeting. Maybe I'll sit down and the Lord will cause you to testify or express your thanksgiving to God in a word of testimony. Or maybe the Lord will just pour out a spirit of praise. But if he does, and when he does, let's enter in. Let's not be bystanders watching on the outside, but let's join in and I will enter in. to the gates and to the courts with praise in my heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for your many mercies and for your many blessings. 309. Let's sing it together. Let's stand as we sing 309. 414.
In a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne.
Jesus.
Yes. Oh, Jesus, you are wonderful, Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Oh, Jesus, you're wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory. 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 Jesus. Jesus. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. His name is Hallelujah. Hallelujah.